/YouStudents. It's your Professor Andy here, and we have the week off, so we are airing a best of. It happens to be a best of season 7 coming to you after a long time of editing. I had this thing mostly done. It was just putting the final touches on. The save file got corrupted, and I ended up having to scrap the whole thing and starting over from scratch. So I'm sorry it's a little late, but hey, better late than never. And if you're listening to this far in the future, then you have no idea that it was late. So congrats. Anyway, your professor Nick and myself put a lot of effort into this podcast. We love doing it. We love watching these cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten movies. And so here is a little bit of a clip show from season 7 of Slash U. A dozen episodes or so here cobbled together in some of the funniest moments and some montages of some of our favorite segments of the show. So please listen, enjoy, and share this one with your friends. This would be a great jumping on point if anybody is new to Slash U. You can get a little taste of what the show is all about. So here we go. The best of season 7. Maniac.
Woo-woo. Andy, Eric, this movie is like if you were a filmmaker in the late 70s, after a night of doing a bunch of cocaine while disco dancing, you decide your life is in peril. So you call your buddy who's kind of like into special effects, and you rip out a script that would make Alfred Hitchcock go, I kind of know this.
Mm-hmm.
It's Aqua Slash. Andy, this movie is like if Ecstasy, a water park, and a Tim Hortons wanted to make a slasher.
Maniac, 2012.
Andy, this movie is like if that dude you hated in high school because he was a dick and his parents had a lot of money, he somehow decided to make a remake of Maniac, and he did a fucking really good job making you realize you hate him even more. This is that kind of movie.
Axe murdering with Hackley.
This movie is like if a Dollar General Kevin Smith found 20 bucks on the sidewalk and decided to make a movie on their iPhone.
Totally killer.
Totally killer.
Totally killer, dude.
Because this movie, Andy, this movie is like if Hot Tub Time Machine and Scream had consensual intercourse and this was the baby they produced.
Hayride.
This movie is like if a Southern goth kid identified as either Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees and wanted to make a movie.
Hayride 2.
This movie, seriously, Andy, this movie is like if that same goth kid from last week wanted to make a sequel to Hayride, he did it. But instead of making it better than the first one, he made it worse.
Night School.
This movie is like if a history teacher and a sex addict and an 80s horror director had a baby.
Bloody Moon.
Buddy.
This movie is like if Cruel Intentions of Psycho had conceptual relations and had a baby.
Thanksgiving.
This movie is like if you love watching the movie Scream while masturbating to old issues of Fangoria during the holidays.
Ooh. Adult Swim. Presents Yule Log.
Yule Log.
Yeah.
This movie is like... I don't know. I'm at a loss for words.
It's creative. Silent Night.
Andy, this movie is like if an influencer saw Silent Night, Deadly Night and wanted to remake it. Well, kind of remake it.
Yep.
Well, not really remake it, but he's just kind of influenced by it, or they're kind of influenced by it, but they just want to put more gun and boobs in it. So this is what that movie's like.
Bikini Bloodbath Christmas.
This movie is like a goth kid wanted to make a movie, and his uncle happened to be Harvey Weinstein.
Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 4, Initiation.
Andy, this movie is like if some Hollywood fucknut needed to make the fourth in this dumbass Silent Night, Deadly Night series, he called an old buddy that was an exterminator who knew nothing about nothing and made this movie.
The Driller Killer.
This movie is like if some I quote unquote Ramones t-shirt wannabe who thought they were an Instagram art influencer with 239 followers ate a bunch of Quaaludes and borrowed a Super 8 camera.
Nice.
You look great, Andy, as always.
You
and
too, Nick.
Second, since we've been on layaway, is that right? Layaway?
Yeah. I think that works.
Yeah, whatever.
On layaway, now somebody's going to pay for us.
We're kicking off season 7 with a guest, an actual real fucking life film professor.
There's a person here in the room with us.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce Eric Hahn. Welcome, Eric.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. The crowd loves it.
Eric Hahn is a friend of Slash U. We actually went skateboarding this morning where I took
sure
I shook the earth today.
Oh, was that what I felt? at home?
Yes.
I was outside working in the yard. God. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
I stopped. That was my, this morning after I took the fall, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Oh, that's where you quit.
Oh, we'll figure out something.
That's coming out. It's coming
My birthday's coming up too, and I think it'd be cool to do it's happy birthday to me or happy birthday to me. Oh. Or I always want to do Christine, but Christine's also another rad movie. I don't want to put that
shit up. Happy Death Day. You ever seen that one?
No.
Happy Death Day?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure? You're not shitting me right now, are
no,
you?
No.
It's a more modern one.
Is it like Good Burger? Years.
No. It's a slasher.
Okay.
But it's like Slasher meets Groundhog Day. This girl keeps getting killed on her birthday.
Oh.
And she keeps waking up and she has to figure out why. She has to figure out, she has to stop the killer.
Maybe
to stop
I have.
Killed.
I don't. I, maybe
it's
I
like
have.
Groundhog Day, and then they made a sequel, and they got all sci-fi about like why she's repeating the day, and they tried to explain the why, you know, which I didn't like. But Happy Death Day 2, or to you, you know. But it was
like Piranha.
It was like
3DD.
if you try to like explain why Bill Murray kept waking up on the same day in Groundhog Day. That's dumb. Don't explain it. It's just it's a thing that's happening.
You know, hey, let's go ride bikes. Well, my mom doesn't let me. Come on, they're cool. So they sneak up on the bikes. As they're riding off, Zito's walking in the park, and the kid's running, you know, I guess not paying attention, so Zito has to put his hands out and stop the kid from riding the bike.
Yeah, on the handlebars.
And the handlebars, so...
Careful, little girl.
Yeah.
Don't run into me, you little shit.
Yeah, if you want to see my pepperoni nipples.
He didn't do a typical New Yorker. I'm walking here.
Trying to go get That's some pepperonis
yeah,
over
I'm
here.
I'm trying to find somebody to murder, and you're going to run into me, you little shit. Candles Thank all
sorry,
over
yeah,
his
yeah,
room.
So, that was cool.
Not a fire hazard at all. There's literally lit candles all over. I work in insurance. So
this is your nightmare. This is
like,
a horror.
This man was sleeping with candles all over his room. He should be dead.
So in the words of André Bazin, the great French father of cinephilia in many ways, you know, photography embalms time.
Ugh.
Whoa,
Holy
fellas.
Shit,
whoa. Yeah, you're so happy you brought me on
and
this
the
podcast.
Show has reached a new low. No, that's great.
Now it's time for the Wet Valley Car Wash.
Oh, Jesus.
That's for one of the girls to go to Paris, for two girls to go to Paris or something. I don't fucking remember. It's just music montages and butts and boobs.
Washing cars.
Washing cars, and they're pressing their boobs. Yeah. Still, they're not. They're covered, but they're still pressing them against the windows. And so it's
no impact on the plot whatsoever.
I don't know.
We need to make this 1 hour and 11 minutes. So we gotta have that.
I got an idea.
Yeah,
we have a car wash.
Let's have a car wash.
Directors like this. Yeah,
got some coke. Get a car wash in there. Have them press their boobs up on the windows.
Yeah.
Sleazy director, man. So hops on a dating website and starts chatting it up with Lucy.
Red Lucy 86.
Red Lucy 86.
His name, username is Truly Timid.
Yeah, and he just chats with her for a little bit.
Yeah, they just communicate. It's kind of like...
I love it when people speak what they type, Nick. Don't you? We can see what he's typing right there on the screen,
but
he says it as he types
I really
it.
Want to meet you.
I would like to meet you, yeah.
Ellipses, period, period, period.
Yeah. I'm not always so timid, comma. You know, he doesn't say
that. That's a good point, man.
But,
fuck that.
Right. We can see it. The director chose to make it clear enough where we can see what he's typing.
Maybe for our blind brothers and sisters.
Yeah, or the people who can't read. I don't know. But it's just not realistic. Nobody reads what they type unless it's an angry email.
Yeah.
Listen, dear motherfucker, as per my last email. Right?
So let's go ahead and get into Andy's Canadian Cliff Kale. No, it's brought to you by Vegan Chicken Salad. Brought to you by Dental Floss.
Mm.
Brought to you by Pickleball. It's a very simple premise, Andy. Serial killers modeled after cinematic serial killers work at a corporation and call out the different tropes that happen.
Oh, hang on a second. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
I mean, you're giving the Cliff Kill notes.
No, that was That's cool. I had no idea. That was fun. I've never gotten to do it before.
Oh, well, if you want.
It's my birthday. Do it again.
That's true.
All right. No, I don't write Cliff Kill Notes.
The Cliff Kill Notes brought to you by the St. Louis Cardinals, who aren't anywhere near the World Series this year. If you just want to be a loser baseball team and sponsor a podcast, call the St. Louis Cardinals. And now, Nick's birthday Cliff Kill Notes.
That was fucking rad. Brought to you by Slash You. If you want a podcast that's listen to a podcast, it's pretty rad, with two handsome guys with two beautiful voices, why don't you tune in to Slash You? And now, Andy, let's give it up for Mr. Demo Sosis Cliff Kill. Hello, don't.
Wow. Thank you.
Andy, it's great to see you.
It's good to see you,
on
friend.
On this lovely Saturday afternoon. Beautiful weather here in Milwaukee, which I think is probably going to be our last one. But
yeah.
Like Indian summer. Is that racist when people say that?
I don't know. Because I don't know where it comes from. Like, I don't know what the origins of Indian summer are. But
this is my guess without going to Google.
Sure.
It stays warm so, like, shit can grow longer. So their corn, their shit like that.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Wait, what does that have to do with Native American?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Should it be like farmer summer?
I feel like if it has nothing to do with a certain culture, then it's not racist. But what do I know? If they just, like if they said,
well, I mean, when
white person summer.
Well, like, when you were a kid, like sit Indian style. It's like
that.
Sit Korean style. Like, yeah. That'd be fun. I mean, but I didn't think of it when I was a kid. I was like, okay.
Sit Korean style. What would that be? I don't know, man. A lot of shit's just...
Sit Canadian style. That means you sit on ice.
What is racist and not racist is really a gray
That's
area.
That's a great podcast.
For some things,
racist or not racist.
For some things, it's a gray area. For other things, it's very, very yes, that is racist, or no, that is not. But for some things, it's a gray area.
They're all headed to the International Youth Club Boarding School of Languages.
Yep. All in English, by the way.
Only attractive white women are admitted.
Yeah, that's true. Or only attractive white women enroll. We don't know. We don't know. Maybe they're the only ones who enroll.
Yes.
Hi, my
name's Darius. I would love to enter your school. Get the fuck out of here, Darius.
Now who's the racist?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, what's Darius? Why is his name Darius?
Okay, hey. Yeah.
What if his name was Brad?
Hey,
You don't know. Fuck, man. We're both guilty.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right.
No, but what I'm saying is like,
remember that equal housing commercial back in the day, that PSA?
No.
Where the guy's calling about the apartment and he's using all these different accents? Yeah. Oh, you don't remember that? And he was calling the number. He's like, my name's Tyrone Watson. And the lady's like, not available. And he's like, I use a wheelchair. And they're like, not available. And he's like, yes, my name's Fran Goldstein. And the lady's like, not available. And then he goes, hi, I'm Graham Wellington. And the lady's like, oh, yeah, we'll definitely meet you to rent that apartment to you.
That is fucking bad. I mean,
that was years ago. Yeah, that's like, it was about equal housing. Housing discrimination is wrong.
That's great, though, but that's...
Dude, he was doing all these different accents. I use a wheelchair.
Was it real, like, accent, or was it all fake acting, but just trying to make a point?
It was making the point.
Okay.
It was making the point.
Your old man voice is, like, on point.
Yeah, well, I tried.
My name's Ed McMahon, and I'm going to get a room.
The guy was just like, hello, I'm Graham Wellington. And the lady on the other end was like, oh, yes, hello, we'll talk to you.
That is brilliant. That is.
So, because he was sounded like a rich white guy.
Favorite costume, Halloween costume, when you were a kid growing up, if you participated up there in the Northwoods, when you would go from tree to tree and ask the trees for candy.
First of all, how dare you?
Trick or treat, Mr. Fucking
Trick
Tree.
Or treat in Saner, Wisconsin was. We'll be back in half an hour because we only need to go to three houses. No, it was...
What was your favorite costume?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, you first. Yeah, okay. I got to think for a second.
I think it was I was fifth grade, and I went as Boy George. Still got a picture of it. I'll post it on our account.
He's a, do you really want to hurt?
I'll post this on the account. I hope that people will reach out, too, if they forget, but...
I'm going to have to track down the picture of mine now, because that's what I'm thinking for us to post as well.
What, do you remember what you liked, though? I mean, that was some cool stuff, but I think...
Well, I'm okay.
My mom did a great job setting that up.
Yeah, no, that's great. My mom also helped a lot with our costumes, my sisters and mine. And we,
Unless
one year
you couldn't get Bigfoot to help out.
That's true. Yeah, right. I was Bigfoot. No, I went as Bigfoot. No, I had a lot of great costumes when I was a kid. I don't remember tons of them, but there's one I remember because there's an embarrassing picture of me.
Oh, yes.
My sister, if she's listening, knows where I'm going. It's, I was Bugs Bunny.
Oh, and shit.
Bugs Bunny, and I had a full, you know, onesie, rabbit-shaped onesie with a plastic Bugs Bunny mask.
Oh, yes.
And I had a carrot, like a made, like homemade, like stuffed felt carrot that I would carry with me. But if I didn't want to carry it, it was on a rope tied around my waist. So I had this carrot tied around my waist.
Oh, I can see where it's
and
going.
And it slipped to the front. And so there's a photo of me in a Bugs Bunny costume with like a fake carrot right in front.
Oh my God,
and Nick,
please find that.
It's got the green carrot leaves and the carrot, and it looks like a dick and puke.
Please find this.
Climbs up and she's knocking on a window and Kara's inside. She's like, the killer's in the house. You let me in the house. And Kara's like, I'm in the house.
She's so high. Styled.
She's
yeah.
like,
she, 80s, I, 80s weed gets her high.
I'm in the house. And Jamie's just like, no, let me in. She can't get in the house.
We've already got our money's worth out of this professor guy over here.
Right? All right, I'm on that note.
Wait yeah, a minute. Right. We're paying you?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
No, I'm in as a guest.
Oh, I gotcha. You're doing this for free, bud.
Wait, what? Hold on.
We didn't negotiate shit.
No, this is the top of my resume, fellas. This is getting me a promotion. That's why I'm here.
I was on slash you.
You better hope but you don't say anything wrong today. Do you have tenure? Can you get fired?
No, that's
what's not, tenure?
But because when we posted them, I didn't tag... I didn't want to put like at card because I didn't want some a social media director at, you know, whoever, like the young That's kid true. Who does social media.
Well, put it this way, if like, oh. I haven't gotten fired yet for doing this, then nobody can. So it's all good.
Yeah. Why can't they just keep going back in time and like take?
I know because old Chris Dubasage came back with Amelia's video game time machine. What happened to that?
I don't
Where
know.
Is it? Is it still sitting in 1987?
And how come the parents didn't go, listen, we remember you. I remember everyone that I met like back in the day, and I'm 50.
Really?
Yes, I'm not.
So if you met an exchange student from Prince Edward Island for like a week, know that?
I knew a guy from Canada, Lachlan Patterson. He's been on Tops or
you'd hang out
Chef
with him
Masters.
For a week. I didn't understand that either. How come her parents weren't
They
like,
have video, they have pictures back.
Her parents couldn't be like, wait a minute, you were at our high school.
I think I got pictures.
This girl looks just like you. Yeah. She said her name was Jamie LaFleur. Yeah.
I mean, again,
how come Marty McFly's parents didn't recognize him?
They said,
him,
yeah, that's the Marty know. McFly effect. I have a headache now, dude. I'm not lying. I swear it's the time travel movies I think are impossible to make. What do Southerners do on Halloween? Pumpkin.
Ooh, that's a good one. Hey-o.
Yes, did you hear about the guy in Florida?
Did you hear about the lady who accidentally microwaved her poodle?
Oh, my God. How would
it
you do that?
It was the worst.
Oh my God. Poor poodle.
It's the worst.
They get
some people. So.
Today, these kids...
Anyway.
And their TikTok.
Well, the whole controversy got started when, in that song, she says, like, hey, what's in this drink? Yeah, baby, it's cold out there. You know, it's like, that was
I'm
the
not
reason.
Laughing at that situation.
That's the reason for all of the hullabaloo.
How can you taste the roofie?
Yeah, exactly. He's singing one thing, not even paying attention. Why don't you just stay, baby? It's
what's
cold outside.
In this
and I she's mean, like, well, what's in this drink?
See, when I was young and I never thought about it, I just thought maybe, like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's a strong.
It's a strong drink.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, you know, but I mean,
that's
still
what they were
kind
going
of rapey
for.
Too, you know?
It is a little bit, but again, there are plenty of other songs on the radio with very problematic lyrics, and we don't care about those. So. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
So we could, Andy, we could see more of Reno who is this killer, is cresting the waves of chaos.
Cresting the waves of chaos. Wow. Nick.
Slashy.
That's a good word art you got there, buddy. That's cresting painting a picture with the words.
Cresting the waves of chaos as he stabs this dead wabbit.
Wabbit.
Killed a wabbit. Killed a wabbit.
You had Zanzibar the hobo, and now cresting the waves of chaos. Oh, man.
Zanzibar the hobo. I don't know what the hell happened, but that is, yeah, that's
perfect.
I like that one.
Slash, this will, that's our mission statement for 2024, baby. Slash you, cresting the waves of chaos.
Oh, my God, yes.
To bring you all the best in cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten slashers.
I'm taking off my shirt just because you said that.
Me
Hold
too.
On.
I'm actually putting my hand down my pants.
Yeah, me so. Too. Hold on. Cliff Keeler, no toots, brought to you by candy. Brought to you by cardigan sweaters. Brought to you by vegan vanilla ice cream. Mm. Speaking of cringe, I think it's time to get in.
Yeah, let's get in this movie.
To Andy's Cliff Keeler notes. Brought to you by balloons. If you're looking to decorate a party, or if you have a balloon pillar fetish, why don't you try balloons?
Those are fun.
Yeah, they're called Lunars. If you have a balloon fetish, you're known around
a lunar?
Around like trade, you know, like, you know, if you have like events or, you know,
yeah.
get together.
Like furries.
Yeah, but... furries. The furries, now you're Lunar. Are right. you a fellow Lunar?
I get it.
Let's pop this balloon between our dicks.
Perfect. And now, finish the ad.
Andy's. Cliff Kill! No,
We popped it. It took a while, though. Because our wieners are small.
Brought to you by Turkey Basters. Brought to you by Sock. Brought to you by Bandanas. Hey, so let's get into the Cliff Kill notes. I think
Please.
They should be Cliff. So, jingle your bells because it's time for Andy's Cliff Kill notes. Brought to you by washcloths. If you want to clean yourself or clean up whatever is covered in semen, why don't you grab a washcloth? Brought to you by Candy Cane. Brought to you by Black Eyed Peas. And now, fa la 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 la, allow yourself to get into Andy's Cliff Kill notes.
That is, you're very talented.
And she's hanging out on one of those spinny things. What are they, like the merry-go-round spinny things?
Merry-go-round, yeah, and on a playground.
On a playground, but it's
Jack and Jill's daycare.
Jack and Jill's daycare, but what are those spinny things called?
Merry-go-round.
Like, you know, like where you get dizzy as a kid? Is that
merry-go-round,
really?
Yeah. It's a merry-go-round.
Okay, calm down.
You asked three times.
I know, but you answered three times, and yeah, what I'm getting at is
you kept asking.
I don't believe you, that's why.
Well, what do you think it is?
Spinny.
A spinny-go-roundy thing? What do you want to call it?
Well, merry-go-round just sounds so, like, fucking fair and circus and shit to me. Uh-huh. Like, it doesn't sound like...
Well, at the circus or the fair, the thing with the...
Those horses?
A carousel. That's a carousel.
I always call it a merry-go-round.
Well, me too. But this is also a merry-go-round at the...
Yes. So yeah, everyone knows what they are. They're on the playground.
Merry-go-round, hyphenated. She's almost relieved that her daughter's dead, actually, Nick.
She's like, I didn't want this.
I didn't want this.
I didn't want this.
I wanted some peace and quiet.
Cabo, here I come.
Yeah, exactly. Like, good thing I took out that life insurance policy on my daughter.
And there's that, you know, inner juxtaposition of a dialogue that's never set through the festive days of Christmas.
True, and we have just, you know, women with big boobs.
Hey, Ride! Like, if your friend's name was Ride and you wanted to say hi to him.
Yep.
Hey, Ride!
Is that what this movie's like? This movie's like if your friend's name was Ride and you wanted to say hi to him from across a room at a party. Hey, Ride! How's the wife, man? Isn't your kid starting fifth grade now? Hey, Ride! Oh, geez. So he falls down, you know, quote, dead.
This is what I fucking hate the most, though. As they
it's
hold
the
each
worst.
Other, they laugh. Three
Steven
seconds
Amanda,
after, they're like,
that was terrifying.
He says, is this normal enough for you?
And she's like,
no.
So many people are dead.
Yep.
And then,
including his uncle.
Yeah. Corey comes running up in hysterics. My father's dead.
Everyone's dead.
But guess what, Steven? I'm pregnant. Oh, no. I think. Now, that's
true. Right. She said that. I'm pregnant.
And he's like, you want to talk about terrifying? This is the worst fucking scene ever. Thousands of people are dead. You're fucking traumatized. And you're like, this is a great time to say, like, I'm pregnant. They're, like, loving each other, holding each other. Corey lost his cousins, his father.
Yeah.
And Corey's like, dude, you guys pregnant?
She's like, just like, I'm pregnant.
This is the fucking worst. We've seen the trope before. People all of a sudden start holding and laughing and saying, do you want to go get brunch now? Like we've seen.
My notes say they laugh about how everyone's dead, but they're okay.
Yes.
And then.
And pregnant.
Yeah.
Whose baby is it? It'd be awesome if it was pitchforks. That's how they get pitchforked too. Hey, right too. I don't know if I've mentioned this, Andy. Have I mentioned previously? Maybe earlier that this movie sucks dunk balls.
it might have come up.
If you had to, I got a question for you. This is a true story.
Yes, please.
If you had to watch this movie every hour, you only get like to take a break for 6 hours, and you had to watch it. Would you rather watch this movie every day for a week, or just take one quick lick of some donkey balls?
Oh, man.
One quick lick. I mean, just takes you half a second.
The quick lick. Yeah.
Or you have to watch this movie.
No, 100%.
I'll
just get the quick lick done out of the way, and then I'll gargle with some mouthwash. Get the taste out. Because whatever I got to do to avoid watching this movie once every 6 hours for a week.
Yeah. No, you'd only get a 6-hour break to sleep. But when you wake up, you have to watch it. Like you're set in a room. I would lick the donkey balls. Say yummy, yummy in my tummy and not gargle.
Ooh.
And you could fucking film it and throw it on TikTok or whatever.
Sure.
All I can imagine, for some reason, when I think about 70s sex, I just think of a lot of fucking pubic hair.
Yeah, you might be right.
Like a ton.
Like a lot.
Like seriously, like fucking like
pubic Mergen.
Like, right. I mean, disgustingly huge amount of pubic hair.
An obscene amount. Well, anyway, they go back
to... Invite Professors Nick and Danny for your next dinner as your next dinner guests.
We are fun at parties. We do go to Judd's house.
I never masturbated into a sock, did you?
I'm not going to confirm or deny any of that.
I
we always bring up masturbation and semen on this podcast. We should just call it semen you. Yeah, or splash you.
Semen you, where something. We just talk about people that work on boats.
That's all we talk. Semen you. For the boat enthusiasts. Our nautical class. Miguel is just like creeping in the bushes watching them all.
That's what he does the whole fucking
random
movie.
Random B-roll of Miguel creeping in the bushes
That's
all the time.
Great call. That's all they had to do. Hey, actor who plays Miguel.
Just
walk around.
Creep. Just creep.
And we'll edit you in the fucking movie when we need you, you fucking dick.
It's so strange. And the doctor said, like, you're supposed to keep an eye on him. Keep him, you know, emotionally stable. Don't let him wander around the very exact location where he committed a murder.
Keep him away from Bungalow 13. How's about
it? They don't do it at all. They don't do it at all. So Miguel's free to roam. A really... creepy Santa mask.
It is good. It's a good mask.
It's a cool mask because around the eyes is
well-placed.
Black.
Yep.
And then when this guy puts it on, his eyes are sunken back. So it looks like he's looking at you with two burned out, non-existent sockets where his eyes would be. Very scary.
Very scary.
You don't see his eyeballs.
Yeah, no.
Very few shots in the movie, you know.
The detail to this costume is great. But again, it's always that trope which we saw on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
John Carver, the Scream movies, like everyone's going to be dressed up as Santa.
Yeah.
As you kind of get that, because like you mentioned in your Cliff Kill notes, there's a Santa parade going on.
Yep.
So you know there's going to be some tropes of, is that him?
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole crowd of them. How am I supposed to find him? Oh my God. We know that's coming. Yeah. He's 6 feet tall, dressed as Santa. Well, that describes everybody.
Yay! So, that is so well played out.
Yeah.
Hell yes. I love you, boys.
Yeah.
I'd have sent you away, too, if I knew you had the wits in you to get out of here, but I know you won't. Yeah. I know you'll say so. It's like, you know, he treated Corey like his own. He treated Stephen like his own. Right. Even though he was only my nephew.
Yeah.
He's my boy, too. You two are brothers.
You're brothers.
It's family.
You're not cousins. You're brothers. You might be both. We don't know. It's Alabama. Hell, I could be your brother, Dad. We don't know. Maybe I'm your dad or your brother. Could be both. We're not sure.
Now go get stuck under that tractor.
We're going to make a bunch of fucking incest jokes. We stop then on Rosa, the slave.
And Isaac.
And Isaac, the owner, talking about her son, where she was angry, remember?
Yes, she was pissed.
She was very mad, and she ends up stabbing Isaac.
Grabbing a blue blanket.
She grabs the quilt that she made.
Yeah, the blue quilt.
Over his head, and stabs him on the top of the head, saying, "He's our son.
Our son.
Our son.
That motherfucker was your boy."
And so when the log was screaming, "Arson, arson," that was Rose's voice screaming, "Our son, our son,
our son." Oh my God.
Our son.
Dude.
Are you just making that connection?
Yes. Holy shit, you cinephile fuck.
I watched it twice. Yeah.
Our son.
She was screaming, "Our son, he was our son." So Isaac did a little Thomas Jefferson action, had some sex with his slave. They had a boy, and he sold the boy. And she ends up killing Isaac, screaming, "That was our son, our son."
Holy shit, I could have done five watches and I still wouldn't have
done. So that's
gotten
her voice, the log going, "Arson, arson." It's not the podcast I love. I want slash you.
I want slash you with the ever knowing and vibrant Nick and Andy.
That's right. That's us.
That's Andy.
Here we are.
And I'm Nick. And we are slash you. Happy New Year, Andy.
Happiest of New Years to you, friend.
This is dropping on New Year.
New Year's Day. Should old acquaintance be forgot. And that's all I know of that song.
Yeah. And
so.
Well, it's Anger Lang.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah. Is it Latin? Is that Latin?
It means angling sign.
We are educated here.
We don't really care about,
we don't
Latin,
know about much
Latin New Year songs.
Yeah, we know really, a lot about movies.
We like movies.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of fucking horror movies
have
lately.
You?
Oh my God. I just watched this one that's like fucking Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You.
I've watched those as well.
You watched both?
Groundhog Day meets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you about them five episodes ago.
I forget, man. I'm always okay. Stupid pot.
But
it was cool.
Part two.
It got a little too quantum physicky.
Yes. I didn't like part two because they tried to explain why she's repeating the same day over and over again. And I wanted it to be like Groundhog Day. No explanation. This just happened.
Hey, so guys, on a scale of 4 JCPenney ladies catalogs that feature undergarments or 11 JCPenney ladies undergarment catalogs, what would you give this one? I can't wait. Hey, on a scale of 3 sets of glow-in-the-dark boobs to 9 sets of glow-in-the-dark boobs, what would you give this? On a scale of 1 set of Elijah Wood's dreamy blue eyes to 6 sets of Elijah Wood's dreamy blue eyes, what say you? On a scale of 3 Kevin Smith dolls covered in semen to 9 Kevin Smith dolls covered in semen.
Always covered in semen.
What do you mean? I haven't said that before.
No, you haven't. You're right. Sorry.
So if you have 3 Kevin Smith dolls covered in jizz or 9 Kevin Smith dolls covered in jizz, what would you give this? On a scale of 4 jizz-soaked DeLoreans to 8 jizz-soaked DeLoreans, what would you give this?
Did you just come up with that on the fly here?
Why?
Or did you have that chambered?
Why?
Jizz-soaked DeLoreans.
Yeah, why?
Did that just came to you just now? You didn't have it pre-planned? This is what I'm going to ask Andy. You son of a bitch. What was the scale? 1 to...
4 jizz-soaked DeLoreans to 8 jizz-soaked DeLoreans.
Oh, my God. Well... You're really wrecking my... It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, sorry. But that DeLorean was covered in jizz.
I had to put it at 7.
So on a scale of 4 invisible barbecue sandwiches to 9 invisible barbecue sandwiches, what would you give this?
Probably a 6.
On a scale of 2 pitchforks covered in semen to 12 pitchforks covered in semen.
Why do they have to be covered in semen?
Because I don't... What? I mean, because it's just...
Why is everything covered in semen?
I mean...
I want to go back to the last 3 episodes in a row, 4 episodes in a row, whatever. It's always a DeLorean covered in semen. It was fucking...
Well, just answer me this.
What was the scale again?
2 pitchforks covered in semen or 12 pitchforks covered in...
12?
To 12, 2 to 12.
Probably gets like a 3?
I'm giving it 3.
3.5?
I'm not doing half a pitchfork covered in semen. On a scale of 3 tribal menstruating baths to 8 tribal menstruating baths, what would you give it?
I'll give this a solid 6.
6 tribal menstruating baths?
Yeah. Ugh. So... Ugh, indeed, my friend.
On a scale of 3 discotheques covered in sweet maple syrup to 8 discotheques covered in sweet maple syrup, what would you give this? On a scale of 3 burnt corpses made to be turkeys to 11 burnt corpses made to be turkeys, what would you give this? On a scale of 4 alien penises covered in pimento cheese to 9 alien penises covered in pimento cheese, what would you rate this movie?
7.
On a scale of 3 OnlyFans carolers to 10 OnlyFans carolers, what would you give this one?
Yeah.
Andy, on a scale of 1 headless Harvey Weinstein to 2 headless Harvey Weinsteins, what would you give this one?
1 to 2, I give it a 1.
Andy, on a scale of 2 loads of cockroach Christmas jizz or 6 loads of cockroach Christmas jizz, what would you give this?
This gets a 2.
On a scale of 3 Sugar Ray albums to 8 Sugar Ray albums, what would you give this one?
All right. And that does it. Thank you all for joining us on this special Best of Season 7 episode. I hope you enjoyed a little taste of the show, and I hope you laughed at some of the memories and highlights from Season 7. Once again, you can follow us on Instagram at /you_podcast. You can email us, /upodcast@gmail.com. Check out /upodcast.com for a full list of the movies. I'm continuing to build that each and every day. And if you want to support the show, click through any of the Amazon links on the website and order whatever you're going to order. It'll help out the show. So really, really, really appreciate it. So tell your friends, rank and rate the show on any platform that allows you to rank and rate, and share it with your friends. That's how we grow. We really appreciate it again. Until next time, class dismissed.